Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Do you have a friend who just loves talking about Jesus and the difference that Jesus makes in their life? Maybe that's you, but for many of us, talking about Jesus can be a daunting prospect and a tough task. On the drive to a game, warm-up laps, or socialising in the clubhouse, our chat can often remain stuck in the safe zone of surface-level conversation about our sport, even when all we want to talk about is Jesus. Why is this so hard? Well, perhaps you fear a negative reaction to Jesus. Perhaps past experiences of sharing faith haven't been so encouraging. Or maybe you worry about saying the wrong thing and risk representing your faith to your friends. So what can you practically do to start a conversation about Jesus? What difference can today's verses from Acts and Romans make to any fear or doubt in this area? First, don't be afraid. In Acts, we read of the apostles' perseverance in taking the gospel to the nations, despite some incredible opposition. In chapter 4, we read that Peter and John, having been jailed and commanded not to speak of Jesus, replied, "For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." Acts 4, verse 20. That's serious defiance. Peter and John's motivation to share the good news is clearly immense. They cannot help but share it despite their situation. Peter and John have recognised that the good news of Jesus is worth sharing in spite of any and all opposition. This remains true today. We can easily forget that the gospel is always good news and focus too much on the reaction we might get and the knock-on effect that will have on our reputation or friendships. But we don't need to be afraid because our identity is secure in Christ through his sacrifice for us. This is hard, of course. It's tough to risk friendships and you may have experienced this painfully in the past. But be comforted. Nothing on this earth can take away your relationship with Jesus. Secondly, don't be ashamed. But even if fear isn't an issue, what if we think we're not coherent enough to present the gospel plainly? Paul challenges us in Romans 1 verse 16, saying, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile." When we speak of Jesus, we must remember that he has ultimate authority over our friends' lives. However shaky our voice, when the gospel is spoken, God will work by his power and salvation will come to anyone who believes. So how can we start a conversation? Practically, how can we begin to speak naturally about Jesus? Well, if you follow Jesus, there'll be plenty of natural, normal things in your daily routine that give this away. So start a conversation that allows you to simply speak about your life. Here's a really simple pattern to get you started. Your news, my news, good news. Your news. Ask a simple question. For example, what was the highlight of your weekend? Listen to their answer and expect a similar question back as the conversation flows. My news. Respond in a way that brings in your Christian faith. For example, "Oh, thanks. I had a great weekend. I enjoyed the game on Saturday. On Sunday, I was at church and I had a really helpful talk about God's interest in people's lives today." This provides an open door for them to ask what God's interest is, so be prepared with an answer. Good news. Wait for their response. They might show interest, in which case keep the conversation going. They might not show interest, in which case move on. Of course, the reality is that not every conversation will lead to a discussion about Jesus. You can often tell when your friend is warm to the discussion or doesn't want to engage, and this doesn't have to be awkward. Be ready to move the conversation on if you need to, of course. This is completely normal behaviour amongst friends when speaking about anything. So today, as you head to your game or to your training, think about how you will try to bring Jesus into the conversation and pray for such opportunities to arise. Pray that God will give you courage and excitement such that you can't help but share the greatest news you've ever heard, as Peter and John did. Pray that you would not be ashamed to share such news and see what God does with your conversation today. Let's pray for ourselves. Dear Lord, thank you that you are powerful to save, and it's not down to me to change people's hearts. Help me to be unashamed of the good news of Jesus as I look to share it with my teammates. Help me to trust you for comfort when I feel low in confidence or I face opposition. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.